together we can do a
say Namo Tassa. First page, second page, third page together we do a
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Kamesu vichachara viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Sura medaya madhya pamada dattana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Iti piso bhagava araham samma sambuddho. Vidyācharana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati sattva deva manusanam buddho bhagavati sakkato bhagavata Sandhikiko akaliko ehi pasiko opanaiko pachyattam veditabho vinyuhiti supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho ujjupatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho nyaya patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho samiti patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho yadidam chattari purisa yutani Artha purisa bhukala esa bhagavato savaka sangho ahuneyo pahuneyo dakhineyo anjali karaniyo anuttaram punyakhetam lokassa.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. And I think the intention around this morning was knowing how much you've shared with people all these years to help them live better, happier lives. So maybe you could say some words about that.
Okay. Thank you, Ayya Santosika, and dear friends. Of course, my friend Percy and Soma, and all of you. I'm very pleased and happy to come to this Karuna Vihara. Then it is a very, very blessings upon here community. And also I'm very pleased how you, whoever involved here and helping to develop this center and activities. In today, my topic going to be how to be happy. We all we want to be happy. You know, our Lord Buddha's name, he was sometimes called Tusita Bhara. What is her name? What is her name? What does that mean? What does that mean? Soma. Yes, Santosi. It's not only happy, huh? The great happiness person. Huh? That is the meaning of her name. How are we going to be happy? You know, Buddha has taught us to be happy people, living happy life. Unfortunately, some of people think Buddhism is a kind of way like not happy every time we have to think of suffering, discomfort, impermanence. Those are the way people think. That is true. It is we have to understand reality. Same time Buddha taught us to be happy person. Percy, one day one of a young man who did many kinds of businesses like your son's age went to see the Buddha. He was a kind of disappointed man. His name Anup. Anup asked the Buddha, Venerable Sir, I started many type of business, landscape, real estates, many kind of businesses. I failed. Also, unfortunately, I had a very bad partners. They cheated me. Therefore, I like to have a very auspicious time to start business, because Asian people are allowed to get nakatvela, auspicious time, have to do very good. No Saturn influences, no Adnu, no Rahu's influences, have to have a perfect good time. So could you kindly get me a good time to do some business? Also, I need a good partner. Could you kindly tell me the good partner's qualities, or if you could find someone for me, good partner, I greatly appreciate. Also, I request you, I'm tired of moving to business. I want to, until I die, do one business. Can you advise for me? Buddha says, yes. Auspicious time, right now. Don't postpone right now. This is the good time. Children, do you know the story about Ganesh and Saturn? No? You come here. Then you can listen to here. Young lady, come here. Huh? Yeah. Because this is a very good story for you. You know, no, she can sit here, yeah, no problem. You want to come too? Okay, all right. Okay. The Ganesh, you know, Ganesh in in the Hindu mythology, the Hindus believe Ganesh is a very smart person. Have you seen Ganesh picture? The elephant head, one of deities our Hindu people worship so much, forget wisdom. They believe Ganesh has the highest wisdom. One day, Saturn, you heard about Saturn, of course, Percy and Soma knows Saturn, Senasura. Saturn give a hard time to people. When we go to the chart, we make an astrological chart. Saturn usually come to someone's life at its 18 years stage, that time really, really tough time, very hard time, give a torture, give a trouble, give a problem, family problem, every problem Saturn gives. Saturn famous for give a trouble. Then no one can escape from Saturn. One day Saturn went to see the Ganesh. Ganesh was worshipping to Ishvara, the other highest deity. Then Ganesh asked, Saturn, why you are here today? Oh, from now, 18 years, my period, I going to control you. So my time. So you have to surrender to me. Oh, there is no problem, because I had to do that. Everybody have to surrender to you. However, I have one request. You know, you and me, both of we are worshipping same God, Ishvara. I'm very busy doing this puja. Would you mind to come tomorrow? Yes. He left. Before left, he called back. Please come. Saturn. I may not remember. I'm very busy. Kindly take this pen, write down my back what I said. Okay, he wrote, I will come tomorrow. Wrote the back in Ganesh. Ganesh means the elephant back. The next day Saturn came. Ganesh asked, why you are here? You asked me to come? No, I didn't ask. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. In fact, you asked me to write your back. I cannot read. Can you read please for me? I will come tomorrow. So, why you are here today? Come tomorrow. Why here today? So if you postpone anything tomorrow never ever come, right? Tomorrow. Therefore remember not to postpone homework tomorrow. Grandma, am I going to do tomorrow? No. You have to do today. Because tomorrow never come. Saturn could not make any trouble to Ganesh because he is very smart way away from him. So this story shows us not to postpone anything. So therefore the Buddha says, good auspicious time right now, don't postpone anything. Second thing is a good partner. Who's the good partner? Buddha says, your wife, your husband, your children. Go and stay at home, work with them. They are the good partners, they are the good consultant, they are the good companion. Don't go outside hanging around with the other people, then how going to be family going to be very unhappy. Therefore, live with family, with them. They are the good partners. What is the thing have to do with our until die? What is it we have to do until die? Can you guess? Breathing? That also, yes. Happiness, Buddha said, be happy person until die. No matter you go to this business or that business or anyone, you can move. Moving is nothing wrong. But whatever you do, be with happy mind. If you do anything happy mind, you're going to be very, very successful person. Everything when you do with mindfulness, with happy mind. Whatever we do, for example, as a monk, as a nun, if you are not happy, what happens? When you come to get my advice, you can feel if I'm not happy with my monkhood. You can see I don't have any kind of aura, good vibration. Same time, if I love my monkhood, if I really happy my as a monk, you can feel comfortable, you can senses, you can observe my loving thought, loving kindness. Therefore, whatever we do, we have to be happy. As a father, have to be happy with children. As a grandfather, very happy with children. As grandmother, be happy with grandchildren. Also, anyone, anything we do, we have to be happy with it. That is the Buddha says. You know, I am a storyteller, therefore I have to teach with the children, therefore I love to say more stories. You know, in Sri Lanka, ancient time, there was a king named Buddhadasa. Your brother was a Buddhadasa, right? Passed away. This king name was a Buddhadasa. Buddhadasa king is a very famous many things. He got very nice cake, very sweet cake every day. Incredible, this is so sweet, so good. Then he asked me, the people who suppliers, the ministers and so forth, where coming from, how do you, these guys are making this cake? Oh, our excellency king, the man who making this one, put in many protections and so forth, bringing the many kind of things, ingredients, Himalayas and so forth, and making this one, that's why it's so sweet. King did not believe. King got like a, become a common person. One day, without telling everybody, went to find out where the person who making this cake. He found out the baker, poor guy, blind man, making cake for him. Then he went to there and asked, usually they call each other uncle, that's the way they are in Sri Lankan way, even person we do not know, uncle, auntie and so forth, they are calling, uncle, can I get a job from you? Can I be your assistant? Yes. He's a blind. He did not know who come to assist him. Then the king helped him a little bit, bringing wood and so forth to burning wood, help him. While this man baking the cake, give a small portion to eat to this king. He did not know the king, his assistant. He says, uncle, this is very sweet. How did you make this one? Oh, nothing, my dear. I put the same, other people put in same ingredient I'm putting. Only thing is, while I'm making this cake, may my king be well, happy, peaceful. Like that very happy manner, I bless my king. Because I know this cake go to him. That is the only secret, my dear, that is happening. So, then after that the man told, I'm the king. He was so excited. Then finally the old man took to the palace. That's what is here meant. Anything we do with happy mind, it going to be successful. Tell me, when you were food, who is the best cook for you when you are going to get any food? Who's you go to restaurant, you go to many other places. Whose cook is the best, very sweet for you, very nice?
Mother.
Yeah. What's the reason? Mothers and fathers, when they cook, with greatest compassion and love. With greatest love they go. Why temple you are in a Sri Lankan tradition? Sri Lankan people bring everyday food to the temple. Even America, same thing. In the many families get together in our Los Angeles also. 30 days in the every day they bring in cooked food to the temple, offer to the monk. First of portion offer to the Buddha, then other give the Sangha members. Those foods are so wonderful. Taste is very great. What is the cause? What is the reason? Can you tell what is the reason? Soma, what is the reason? Yeah, they are very faithfully, oh, this is going to be the our Buddhist monks. Poor monks never take dinner, so we have to take care of them very well. They are doing very greatest work, and like a very great faith, saddha, with saddha they are making food. That is why temple foods are very tasty. Therefore, whatever we do, good motivation, good intention, it gets result good. That's why Buddha says in Dhammapada, mano pubbangama dhamma, mano sitta, mano maya, manasache pasannena bhasativa karotiva, tato nam sukha mangveti, chayava anupayini. Mind is forerunner, mind is the leader, mind creates everything. When pure mind, if we do anything, get a good result, like a shadow follows you, that good result goes with us. Therefore, whatever we do, we have to do with concentration, happy mind. By the way, what is a meditation? Meditation, do you have to sit all the time and meditate? If you do that, what happened? Your family, again I want to tell another story. Even while I was in Sri Lanka, I was in TV programming, it is called Doramadalava. Then I stay in one gentleman called to the television station, asked me question, because I'm talking about the meditation, how important meditation is. This man told a very shocking story. His wife went to retreat. He lives with his mother, wife, and mother is an elderly woman. This wife was a wonderful, took care of mother and children very well. She was a very normal, good woman. Then after that, she went to meditation retreat 10 days. This meditation teacher, some way, very funny way, teaching different techniques, different ways and so forth, and give a degree so, you are Sotapanna, you are Sakadagami, you are Nagam, and many, many degrees give to them. This lady came after 10 days, finished a meditation retreat, come home, lock her room, and meditating all the time. The poor mother had to make a food. Before she make a food for mother, now mother had to cook and offer to her. She is now enlightened, Sotapanna person, therefore she should not cook for family members or others. And now big trouble in the family, because after meditation, then he asked me in the news, this type of meditation we have to practice. No, meditation nothing to do with this. Some teachers who have a wrong thought or ego in conceit, and they try to themselves make a people egoistic character booster. They try to become a popular people. That's what they are doing. Therefore, meditation, nothing to do with these things. Meditation person, when we meditate, we have to humble, more simple person. You may see maybe Bhikkhu Bodhi, right? You met him. See how humble, how simple he is. Meditators are humble, simple. Meditators mean not meditating 24 hours. There was a monk Buddha's time. This one in meditating almost day and night without stopping. Then he could not get any enlightenment. Finally, he decided to give up rope. Sona. Then the Buddha went to see Sona and asked, Sona, how are you doing? And then after that, everything fine, but only thing is I could not get any enlightenment, any states, dhyanas, therefore I decided to give up rope. Even just look at my leg, become already green color, sitting 24 hours. I did my best. I could not achieve anything. This useless wasting time, therefore I go home. Then Buddha asked, Sona, what was your job before you become a monk? Buddha knew, but he asked. I was a famous sitarist. You know sitar, some kind of instrument like a guitar? Sitarist, famous sitarist in the whole island. Oh, that's very good. In your sitar, if extremely tight, can you make a nice sound? No. How about it is loose? Can you make a nice sound? No. Exactly, my dear. Meditation also same thing. Don't too much use your energy, virya. If you too much energy, look like you are tightening. Don't too much sati. Concentration. It may going to be sleepy. Therefore, have to be balanced. Have to be balanced. Some people thinking meditation means escaping from life, go to the forest, meditating with staying alone. No. We have to live with people. We have to work with people. Whatever we do, everything meditation. I don't know you are family, maybe Stephen told me he has some kind of experience with Zen centers. See, Zen centers, Zen masters, what they are doing. Whatever they do, they try to put it to meditation. When they wash their bowl, they are nicely cleaning and concentrating and meditating. That is a part of meditation. While we are eating, we have to eat very calmly, nicely, as a meditation, concentrating while I'm eating. Whatever we do with the work, we have to do that. When we drive it, not thinking, oh, I'm meditating, no. You have to properly concentrate what you are doing. There's a signal light, there's a behind a car, there's a mischievous red car guy going here and there. Therefore, those are the things that is called meditation. Why then we are meditating? You know, there's a famous physician, Dr. Ian Gowler. Ian Gowler had a bone cancer. Then three doctors told him he would die within 6 months. He was so scared about that. Then he met one of Sri Lankan gentlemen who teaching in Australia meditation. He had some influences from him. Finally, he went to Goenka and other couple of places to meditate while he taking medicine. After six months finished, then he went to the doctor. Nothing, no more cancer at all. He was really perfect, nothing. Everything very good. Then he cannot himself believe. He's a scientist. Therefore, find out, experiment. He wrote two books, You Can Conquer Cancer. Other one he wrote, Peace in Mind. In these books, he explained three ways meditation system. First one, he says, health meditation. When we meditate, our stress management. Stress management, meditation very important for stress management. Why we get sick? Because our immune system getting weak. When we have a stress eating our immune system. So meditation remove our stress, then we can keep immune system properly. That is he proved. Whenever meditate, you can keep stress removed and manage. Also, even you may have experiences if someone has a high blood pressure. After meditate, you go and measure yourself. You are calm and good. You don't have to get high blood pressure tablets every day. If you meditate at least a day, at least half an hour, if you practice meditation, that's a good medicine for you. However, you have must measure, don't believe what I said, measure and same time meditate. See, then you can get your own experiences. Then second thing is he explained meditation help us to organize our life. That is true. Meditating means not a messy around. Not only mind, everything we appreciate. Children, when you sleep your bed, early morning, what you do? Do you make your bed nicely? Maybe not. Mommy or daddy have to do it, right? Mm-hmm. You know the Buddha said? Buddha asked us to be a very good example to others. He says we have to show our gratitude towards anyone help us. Do you remember, children, when our Lord Buddha got enlightenment under the Bodhi tree at Buddha Gaya? First, what he did, second week, without close his eyes, looking at the tree, 7 days respected to the tree. Tree doesn't have a mind. It has a life, that is true. Why? The tree gave him a shelter only one day, but he respected 7 days. In other words, he gave a message to us. As a Buddhist, we have to show our gratitude towards whoever helped us. Therefore, first thing, when you get up in the early morning, number one thing, you have to nicely make your bed. Nicely keep in the bed. If I were you, I even worship to the bed. Thank you so much, give me to rest. 5-6 hours resting, you have nice, wonderful bed. I'm kidding, you don't have to worship, but you have to nicely put bed properly. even before go to bathroom, do that as a habit. It is a number one discipline as well as a gratitude. It started from there. So what I'm saying here, in a meditation, meaning organizing our life. We have a lot of messy life. Everything messy. We don't care much in our body. We do not care. How we wearing clothes, we do not care. Hair, we do not care. Sometimes in Sri Lankan monks, when doing a talk, I heard sometimes TV, radio, they are putting down ladies when putting the lipsticks and those things. They don't know Buddha speaking, what Buddha said. Buddha taught us, Sangvara Pahana Bhavana Anurakkhana. Anurakkhana means maintenance. You have to maintain. You have to maintain your not only spiritual life, your physical life also maintain. Nothing wrong to do steps, doing the lips, doing things and putting the, what is called the...
nail polish.
Yes. if mummy against, tell Pyanandaharu told in Buddha says, go ahead, do that. No, I not my word. So Buddha says, Sangvara Pahana Bhavana Anurakkhana. Anurakkhana means maintenance. You have to do maintenance, nothing wrong. So the thing is, Buddha's way is meditation. Meditator have to organize. Some people, you know, our Sri Lankan people, as well as most of Asian people, a monk who is not shave his beard and hair, not washing their robe and smell bad, and that's wearing dark color, black color robe. Oh, that is a great, that's a virtuous, good monk. Appearing, they go and worshipping and helping and supporting them. That is not right thing. Buddha says, as a monk also have to be clean, nice. Appearance have to be nice. That's a part of meditation. So meditation, as today topic also my experiences, I have to explain something also. You know, when I came to this country in 1976, after 1980, I started Temple Dharma Vijaya Buddhist Vihara. With me, there was a monk, he's these days in here, America, well-known Buddhist scholar monk, Venerable Madhavala Punyaji. My closest friend, Madhavala Sila Vimala, who is in Berkeley, his uncle. I was alone, therefore Madhavala Sila Vimala arranged him to come and stay with me. He was a medical doctor before become a monk. And he, well-read monk, he knows very well Western psychology, Buddhist psychology, philosophy, even the whole Bible by heart he can memorize. He's an incredible Buddhist scholar monk, now 85 years old, staying these days in Los Angeles. Incredible, his knowledge and wisdom. I never met such a greatest scholar monk. Then we lived together so many years. One of Latin lady, young lady, I happened to meet her in an adult school, and she came to the temple. She was, went to doctor also. Doctor told she got cancer, and liver cancer. She no more going to live more than within 1 year, she's going to die. That's where they have to do this thin medicine and so forth. Many, many things. She's so paranoia going to death. Then Bhante Punyaji want to do some experiments for that, because both of us live 1980. He, every day this lady came to the temple, I got a big tape recorder I'm taping. He hypnotized this young lady, go to her even previous life, in childhood, lot of trouble. Poor lady has a lot of trouble. For example, when she was born in Latin country somewhere, I don't want to tell the country, when father was so disappointed because he gave birth a girl, this stupid man, an alcoholic, taking this poor young girl, took to the, climb the very highest tree, put the top of the tree to take to the birds and die that way. Then uncle finally go up and got back. Those stories she knew through the mom. And when she was again Catholic kind of orphanage, she was raped by Catholic father. And those many, many things her life. Those are the effect and those anger inside her as a result is developing this cancer also. So gradually this Bhante Punaji could help her to overcome those anger. And same time asked to use medicine. Also change her scattered lifestyle. Scattered, she used to go like those days, many, many kind of, I forgot the name also, dancing in what's called the Latinos, those dancing and all night and clubs, stop all of thing, and asked to go to the bed before 9 o'clock until sleep, 6 a.m. and meditate and change all her schedule. She cured. And now she's one of my main supporters in Los Angeles, our temple. Fortunately, she married to very well-known attorney. Now she has money and helping me. And she's now almost 60 years. She know, die and stay in cure perfectly. Because it helped the not only meditation, lifestyle. Organizing lifestyle also help her. Therefore, meditation help us. Same time, we have to organize our life. That is a very, very important thing. Also, with chanting. I hope you know, sometime when Westerners go to the Sri Lanka, they're so disappointed. They come and complain to me, Sri Lankan people are not interested in meditation. They are only give away dana, they are not meditating. And that is maybe true, but they have some kind of meditation people do not understand. They are chanting. Pali chanting they are doing, that time they are concentrating properly. They get a double meaning for that. Double meanings mean the chanting has a lot of power. It gives a lot of good vibration. Why we chant in three reasons. Number one, the Buddha says, anyone sick, the sickness is overcome. In Buddha's time, there was a well-known Buddhist monk called Mahakasapa, who did the first council, chairperson. He got sick. Buddha went to see him and chanted, sutta is called Bodhchanga. Then he cured. Then another monk, Buddha's this main disciple, Moggallana got sick. Then again Buddha went to chant it. Same sutta, he cured. Then the Buddha got sick. Chunna, one of the Sariputta's brother, monk, came to the Buddha and he chanted. Then Buddha cured. So Buddha explained, anyone sick, That is true, we have to use the medicine. We are not fundamentalists only chanting help. No. We have to take our medicine same time when we chant. The mind and body balance works together. Therefore, this power, vibration, help us to cure. That's the number one. Second thing is, the Buddha says in this earth is, we do not know when it started, millions and millions years old, this place. So many people lived. Every inch, many, many people lived. Before this house built, there are many, many houses might be here. So many people lived here. When someone dies in a death moment, if a person has a kind of anger towards someone, that person is going to be definitely hungry ghost or earthbound ghost. If someone dies with too much attachment, this is my place, I don't want to leave, this is belong to me, kind of through attachment, someone dies, that person also going to be hungry ghost. So ghost, we cannot see our naked eyes, yet there are so many hungry ghosts with us all the time. When the chanting, sometimes those hungry ghosts making trouble for us. Huh? We don't know. When we chant in every day, they cannot stay. They move. They go to somewhere. Or they wake up and get another birth like a human being or whatever they go. That's another good result for chanting. By the way, Asian people believe astrology. Huh? Horoscope, lot. Huh?
Yes.
They don't do anything without astrology. Huh? So, even some Saturn or Adnun we call Rahu or someone these days according to the astrology, I know very well astrology, but I don't believe 100%, but sometimes I help people. According to astrological planet system, these days, in Libra, place is in Saturn. Libra and Saturn, they are friends, therefore not much making trouble. However, someone from Libra place to, let us assume someone Libra sign, in his or her chart, 8th place in the moon, then a big trouble. That person getting a lot of problem, accidents and heart attack and so forth, many, many kind of things. However, that person every day chant, at least as here called Metta Sutta, every day he or she chanted, he can avoid those problems. These are the three reasons why we are chanting. Chanting is very important. I tell another story. Myself and Bhante Sila, Soma knows Venerable Sila Vimala, Sila Vimala and myself and other young monk in Los Angeles state called Sarana City, we went to Tucson almost 7 years ago to do Vesak celebration at Thai temple. We chanted all night. Sri Lankan committee organized that. After finishing the morning around 8 o'clock, one of Sri Lankan Methodist minister who lived in Tucson came to us and he says very sad story. His son is a 17 years old young man, has a leukemia, hospitalized, any moment he's going to die. Give up every hope and he's going to die, he cannot eat anything, he's just like a dead person is staying, and that's if we could go and do some help, he greatly appreciates. He says, I'm a Christian minister, but I respect any religion, anyone can help us. So three of us went over there. especially our Srila Vimala Hamdru, very nicely, kindly with us, and we chanted over 1 hour, holding hand, holding head, and beautiful way we did it, very compassionate way. So by the way, when two things happen when you're chanting, the monks have to be with greatest compassion we do that. The listener have to be faithfully listen to it. We did. After finish, we came for lunch for temple. Around 1 o'clock, this man shouting, happening, coming very excited, we say, Reverend Silva coming and say, "Oh, Venerable Sir, I'm very happy news. My son got up and he asking some food." Then doctor says, "Okay, go ahead, give her food. Now he's look like all right. We are greatly appreciate for you." Then later on, we found out he's perfectly not only all right, he even went to school back and become a basketball player. And even the TV doctors say get together, did some experiment about him. Then finally, they says some this type of miracle happening. Those are the helpful sometimes. Therefore, we needed trust or confidence or belief. If we believe this type of thing, we can do that. That is very necessary to Buddhist people to at least once a day do some chanting in their home or their monasteries. So if you have any question right now, to ask two questions. Please ask any question if you have. You have another half an hour time to ask questions, yes. You may have a question. Any question?
I have a comment.
Yeah.
I have been doing spiritual practices all my life, all kinds. Okay. If there is a spiritual practice, I probably did it at some point in my life. With that experience, I have found nothing that replaces sitting meditation. Nothing. I mean, it helps sometimes in this, but the great advances, or the what I see as my some sort of progress in my spiritual life, is centered on sitting meditation. What do you have to say about that? That's, you know, what I see looking back is that, what, now that I'm more of a Buddha than anything else, I haven't cut off all my connections, let's say, but I am 90% a Buddhist. The Buddha was enlightened sitting down. He went through lots of temptations, etc., sitting down. Yes, all the things help, but sitting is very, very basic, very, very productive.
You are perfectly right. Meditation is a very important part here. However, you know, not to forget in the Eight Noble Path. Eight Noble Path explaining to us Sila, Samadhi, Panya.
Yes.
This Sila virtue is very, very important. Without Sila, you may not able to practice meditation. Without meditation, you may never ever get any enlightenment or wisdom or prajna. These three goes together. As you remember yesterday, I talked about the some stories one of our had happened in the International Buddhist Meditation Center a long time ago, that a young man claiming he's detached, that is why he have a lot of, when they get a girlfriend, he pull him her out, and within 1 week then get another one, because He's going to have some attachment.
Avoiding attachment.
Yeah, do you remember yesterday I told? Similarly, those are the things we have to understand. Let me explain a little bit both the children to know, learn about, maybe you know very well, Eight Noble Path. I try to myself very simple way explain Eight Noble Path. Our Lord Buddha taught us how to get enlightenment through Eight Noble Path. Eight means we have to have eight. If we call Arya Astangika Marga, Arya means noble, eight path. First one called right understanding. By the way, Buddha's teaching, as I yesterday mentioned, there are two types of reality: conventional truth and ultimate truth. Similarly, this Eight Noble Path we can apply to our daily life. Same time beyond that, like you searching to enlightenment purpose. Right understanding. If you do not have a right understanding, you cannot do anything. Children, sometimes your father very strict with you, right? You see? No, only grandmother is strict, huh? Who is the most strict with you? Grandma or your ummi? Your mother? Look like grandma, eh? You don't know, all of them are not so strict and all of them are spoiling you, eh? So some young people think that mother and father very strict and so much asking do this thing, that thing and so forth. They do not like those things. You know why they are doing that? Make you a wonderful good person. Make a discipline. Make a good person. They want to be a best person in this world. That's why they are doing. Therefore, right understand you. If your mom even hit you, so if you did some big mistake, your mom hit you, you don't have to upset with mom. She did because of make you a good person. I tell a story. None of this hall is, except Soma and Percy, never going to approve this one, what I'm going to tell. When I was a young boy, 7 years old, I was a very naughty, saying very bad word to my sisters. One day, my mom caught me, and if we are born very rural area, villages, then asked me to promise not to say any bad words to my sisters anymore. I was stubborn, I didn't tell. Then mummy asked one of my sisters to bring a stick, what is called burning stick, guinea fowler. Burning stick. Then she's putting the burning stick in the near to my mouth, asked promise. I never promised. Then she burned my mouth, still I have a mark.
Oh,
wow. Still I do have a mark. I thought that's a great blessing for me. Never ever say a bad word after that. Here you guys are never approve those things, I know. I don't want you to do that also, your children. But I have a greatest thought my mother did for good cause. Right? Therefore I have a right to understand. I never ever put her down or hate her. I'm so grateful to her what she did to me. And that is called right understanding, not only our daily life. We have to have a right understanding. Buddha also saying right understanding means understanding Four Noble Truth. Samadhi, Sammasankappa, right thoughts. What's the right thought? Right thoughts in Dukkhijnanam, Dukkha Nirodhi, and the right thought is explaining in the realistically and ultimate truth way. What is the saying? The renunciation and removing your anger, in hate, ill will in your mind. Nikkhamma sankappo, avyapada sankappo, avihinsa sankappo. Renunciation means let it go. Not to hold in thing. Not to get angry. Not to be violent person inside, in our mind. Same time, samma sankappa means right thoughts. Right thought, not to harm to yourself, not to harm to others. Those are the right thoughts. Then samma vacha means right speech. As I yesterday explained to you guys, again I had to tell again because here two Sri Lankan families, therefore I better to repeat that what I said yesterday. The Buddha said, when you speak, you have to, do I speak first thing? Do I have to speak, first thing Buddha says, have to think of, do I speak truth? Do I speak gently? Do I speak right place, right time? Do my speak beneficial to me and others? That's the way we have to think. Also, he very emphasizes to us to, especially family members, mother and daughter, and husband and wife, how do they speak? Nela, Kannasukha, Hadeyangama, Porisada. Nela means gently have to talk to each other. Kanna sukha means kanna, single in kyan, kanna kyan in either. Kanna sukha kyan, happiness for ears have to speak. Hadeyangama, hada means the heart, feel heart very soft. Porisada, yanahari porisada kyan of person. Porisada, wrong term we are using. Porisada means the Pali word, civilized, pure nagare vachana. Civilized words have to use. That's the way Buddha says. In other words, sometime Percy, I think, these American people are better than we do. They are good Buddhists. I heard these guys are talking, not this group, but I heard when I go to American houses, most of the time they are talking, honey, sweetheart, darling, I love you. Those nice words I heard. Soma, tell the truth. Percy, does he call you a honey?
Yes.
Why he does?
Darling?
Yes. They do that when you are there.
Yeah.
When you're present. No, I'm just joking.
There's some truth to that.
No, the Buddha says, honestly, this is not my interpretation. Go to Anguttara Nikaya, Upali Gahapati Sutta and many, many Sutta. Buddha directly asks you to talk that way. And that is called right speech. Right speech not only help the spiritual life, it is greatly help also to live harmonious life also. Then Samma Vacha, Samma Kammanta. Samma Kammanta means the right action. Right action means the, we have a mental, physical and verbal. These three doors we have to all the time make a discipline. Samma Ajiva, right livelihood. We have to find out a proper livelihood, not to upset ourselves, not to upset others. Samma Vayama. Then the other one is called Samma Vayama, right effort. Right effort is very important, like you mentioned. Some of people thinking, oh, sitting is very hard, my leg is getting trouble, and when they sit in, they don't know how to sit, Ujjunkayam Panidaya, keeping the body erect. Yet, when I go into Asian people, I should not put in down my own Sri Lankan people, even though they do that. They are without, against the world, very difficult those guys to sit. No guts like you sitting here, sitting you here. those guys are not sitting when I come to the temple all the time, sitting the, against the wall. Without wall, they cannot keep their body erect. That's not right thing. And you are perfectly right. Have to have an effort that way. That's the Buddha says, right effort is very important. By the way, this right effort explained three ways. Uppannanam akusalanam dhammanam anupadaya chandan janeti vayamati chittam pagganhati padhati. Whatever we have some unwholesome acts, try your best to eradicate, remove. Don't feel guilty. Thing had happened. Something happened. You don't have to feel guilty. Remove that whatever we had a bad, our habit, whatever we have a, for example, someone smokes cigarettes. That's bad. Don't have to feel bad. You can apply Buddha's wonderful sutta, Majjhima Nikaya, Vitakka Santana Sutta explain five ways how to overcome those kind of trouble. First one, Buddha says, replacement. If you are a smoker, you cannot avoid that. Get electric cigarettes. Try it. Then you can replacement. And the child, for example, child get a knife and play. The smart mother never going to right way fight and get the, that knife, maybe child going to hit you. So mother, what she does, she take a ball and play in front of the child. Then child throw away the knife and get a ball. Likewise, Buddha says, have to do replacement. Have you ever seen the movie Beautiful Mind? Yeah, yes. You saw that. Do you remember our Nash, Professor Nash, John Nash, right? How he overcome his schizophrenia, that sickness. He got a lot of medicine, a lot of things, and go through many, many things, could not do anything. Finally, what happened? He tried his best to not this happen. This is my imagination. No, there is a child. No, this is my friend. This is my imagination, like that way, right? That is the that sutta in Majjhima Nikaya, Dvaitavitaka Sutta, third suggestion. Buddha said, no, that not happened. This is my imagination. Like that way, have to avoid. He followed that technique. He was a very learned man. That's why he got a Nobel Prize. So, therefore, the right effort is a very important first one to avoid the whatever we have a bad habit. Again, not allow any bad habit to happen. Then other one is anuppannanam kusalanam dhammanam uppadaya chanda janiti. Whatever we could not do good things, we have to do. For example, this Karuna Center here now, our bhikkhuni started. So anyone could not give any donation. Now time to give a donation to see, even that's her problem. She never asked donation. But this center have to survive, have to help, and the go and tell the other friends and get some donation, have to help this center. This is not happened yet, have to do that. Uppannanam kusalanam dhammanam upadaya chandan janeti vayamati chittam pagganhati padanati. Whatever you have been doing good things, like you mentioned, like you are doing, meditation, continue with those things. That is called right effort. Sama kammanta vayama sati. Sati means the meditation. Samadhi means concentration. Those are the things Buddha asked to do that. You are right. Meditation is very important. However, sila, virtue, without virtue, you never ever get enlightenment. Those days, you know, when we were, before you go to International Buddhist Meditation, 1976, I was there. Those days, young people, Americans, who were there, some of Buddhist monks, Americans, they were very curious to experiment either powerful drugs or powerful the meditation,
right. Yeah.
Those days.
Yeah.
They try many ways, even finally they decide, no, meditation more powerful than even Sinsen Jang did. Meditation was more powerful than drugs. So that is a very important thing. It's never ever works with when some people sometimes keep in somewhere out beer can and same time meditating and drinking. Won't get good results. It have to be a virtuous person to get a good result, at least observing five precepts. When meditate, you get good results.
Bhante, one of the things that I have done is I have done Goenka Vipassana meditation style retreats a couple of times. And the genius of that way it was put together is that it is Sila, Samadhi, and Pranayama. The first 3 days of the 10-day retreats are spent exclusively doing nothing. Sort of follow, you have to follow your commitments to Sila. Nothing else. It takes 3 days because you know your mind is somewhere else. After that, it's all meditation.
Yeah, I encourage anyone who want to go to Goenkaji's meditations, is very good. I went to his meditation retreat long time ago, 1973, at Buddha Gaya. And when he started with his own person, these days his assistants are doing. One of our Buddhist monk, Venerable Ratanapada, sometime coming here, my colleagues and teachers here last, I think this year he was twice here. It's okay, good. His techniques. I don't know his other people, how do they do?
Well, that's one of the complaints that I have heard, that the pupils are, they are good meditators, but they're not trained to teach, really. You know, they don't have, I don't think they have a big background in the Nikayas or anything like that.
Yeah, I have
but
to tell, you know, this is a very important for us
mm-hmm,
also
mm-hmm.
discuss. Almost 7 or 8 years ago, when Goenkaji came to Los Angeles, he's my friend, I know him long time ago, I told Goenkaji, you know, there was a newspaper called those days Vipassana. I don't know if you are familiar with that one. They are attacking Sangha members, organs, Sangha members. Then I saw the Goenkaji, he says, Goenkaji, this is a bad reputation you're going to get. These guys think Sangha members are separate. We are the big people, egoism, they're making. This is you're going to get a big trouble also. Then he asked Bhanteji, what we can do this then? I say, you have to give an example. What example? You have to respect Sangha members in front of these guys. So Bhanteji, could you make it? I'm very grateful to you. Next year, can you get some monks? I want to come and my own hand give a dana. I say yes. Then I arranged Los Angeles, one of our temple called Dhammakaya, got 150 Sangha members. Goenkaji came, and in front of all of these centers, American disciples, he kneeled down, venerated the Sangha members, offered dana, and he gave a beautiful talk. Then arranged another one in Colorado, another one arranged in Canada, and after that, this egoism fed away. They don't know, that's the thing. They don't know monastic life. Goenkaji is great, he knows very well. He trained in Burma, also he was in India. One of my teachers, Venerable Urvara Dhammaratan, taught him a Pali, and he's a remarkable, wonderful teacher. I respect as my own teacher. And he respect for Sangha members. Unfortunately, his Sangha members did not know that. Okay, thank you so much. Now, time to our lunch. Then after that, I have to go to the airport, maybe 1 o'clock. So, greatly appreciate all of you.
Thank you, Bhante. Bhante, would you mind if we did a chant sharing merit?
Yes.
The Imina Punya, I don't know.
Amina, yes.
Yeah. We've got some chanting books back there. I don't know if it's in this one, is it?
Yes, we have.
Oh, okay.
This has this booklet. Can we do chanting? Even Karani Mitha Sutten after that, do that? We have
sure,
time.
Sure, sure.
Soma, Buddha Puja last again, or the Chupta? Oh, if you put the Karamu Gulat. Api that kala buddhi vija api karamu. Children, please come in here. Where are you? Come. We're going to do loving kindness meditation here. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Okay, then we do that.
Yeah.
Come. Get a booklet. Come with the booklet. So we do only, you better do in English only Metta Sutta, because we don't have time. Then after,
I think we have time, Bhante.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, then
so
you do Metta Sutta, Kalime Sutta then.
Mm-hmm.
Page is 15.
So we can chant in Pali and then I can read it?
Yes. Plus Namo Tassa. Namo Tassa three times.
Yeah.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Karaniya mata kusadena yantang santang padang abhisamijja sakko ujjo jesu ujjo jesu vasho jatsa mutu anatimani santusako jesu bharoja Kicho cha sandla buka buddhi Sandindriyo cha nipako cha Apagapo pule su ananugito Nacha kuddang samachare Kinjena vinyu pare upavadeyam Sukhino vake Sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta Yeke chipana bhutati tatsavata valava anavasesa Vigavane mahantava majimarasaka Katula Vitta Vaheva Adhita Yeja Dure Vasanti Avidure Bhuta Vasambhave Siva Sabbe Satta Bhavantu Sukhitatta Naparo Parang Manyete katta sinam kanchi Vyarosana patika sanya Manyasa dukkha mecheya Mata yata niyam puttam Ayusa eka putta manurake Evam pisabha bhutesu manasam bhavaye aparimanam mittanca sabha lokasmin manasam bhavaye aparimanam uddhanga dosha kiriya
Perfectly upright, open-minded, gentle, free from pride, contented, easily supportable, with few duties of livelihood, with senses controlled, discreet, reserved, not greedily attached to family. One should not commit slight wrongs that wise persons might censure, that there be happiness and security. May all beings be happy-minded. Whatever beings there are, timid, strong, and all others, long or huge, average, short or large, seen or unseen, living near or far, born or coming to birth, may all beings be happy-minded. Let one not deceive another, nor despise anyone anywhere. Neither in anger nor ill will should one wish another harm, as a mother would risk her own life to protect her only child. So should one, to all living beings, cultivate a boundless heart. Let one's love pervade the whole world without any obstructions, above, below, and across, free of obstruction, enmity, or hostility, standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, whenever awake. One should develop mindfulness, as this is the highest abode. Not falling into error, virtuous and endowed with insight, giving up attachment to sense desires, one is not again subject to birth.
Okay. Buddha Puja again, eh? Yes. Yeah, you come here, we have to do another services. You're going to do, come here. Then you're going to chant, you can look at the sisha. So here. To be our Aya, then after better take us, sit with us here.
Okay.
Then I will ask you. Then this is the page 18 and 19. You have to look at the, after that we ask you to read it alone by yourself. First, in the, we offer this article to the Buddha, then we do a modena. In the places I tell you what, this is has a call, the page 4, called Paniya, offering of water, that one. Then after that, we are going to offering, call offering food, that one. Then after that, we doing forgiveness, we are going to read that one. Then after that we do next page, this page 6, we are going to do page 6, then until page 7, okay? These other places we are going to, then offering water first, then after that offering food. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Adivase tuno pante paniyam parikappitam anukampam upadaya patigannatu muttama. Adivase tuno pante bhojanam parikappitam anukampam upadaya patigannatu muttama. Kayena vacha cittena pamadena maya katam acchayam kammi pante puri panya tathagata. Kayena vacha cittena pamadena maya katam acchayam kammi dhamma sandhidhika harika. Kayena vacha cittena pamadena maya katam acchayam kammi sangha supatipanna anuttara. Next page. Akasatra ca bhummatra devanaga maitika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu loka sasanam idam me nyatinam hotu sukhita huntu nyatayo imina punya kammena mame bhara samagamo satam samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya devo vassatu kalena sassa sampadiyotu te pito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko dukkha patta ca nidukkha bhaya patta ca nibbaya soka patta ca nissoka huntu sabbe bhikkhu.
page 18, read loudly, nicely. May I be well at that one?
Okay.
Take 18.
May I be well, happy, peaceful, and prosperous. May no harm come to me. May no difficulties come to me. May no problems come to me. May I always meet with success. May I always have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May my parents be well, happy, peaceful, and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they always have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May my teachers be well, happy, peaceful, and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they always have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May my family be well, happy, peaceful, and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they always have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May my friends be well, happy, peaceful, and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May those neutral or unknown to me be well, happy, peaceful, and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May those unfriendly to me be well, happy, peaceful, and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May all beings everywhere be well, happy, peaceful, and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life.
Three times we worship and finish them. Properly, you have to do that, okay? Okay. Two.
Put your head on the floor and then back up. Put your hands like this and down.
Thank you so much,
that's great.
You did a good job.